Welcome to TalentWise, the definitive podcast for CXOs, human resource and learning and development leaders. This show comes to you from thought leaders who talk about human capital development in today's organization. How to engage and empower today's employee to be effective, competitive and relevant. Stay with us for an exciting conversation with our guest and learn how to future-proof your team. I'm your host Shubhanjan, founder of KnowledgeBridge. Today we have Sanjay Jha, Chief HR Officer and Senior VP of Business Development and OEM Relations at Mahindra First Choice Wheels.
Reskilling, upskilling, and then that too in expeditious manner will become very, very important. And it will not be so easy. From the way we are currently training people, that will undergo severe change because there will be always pressure on people to learn quickly. But same time, people would be expected to learn while doing the things. There will not be luxury to send people to classroom. So, you know, the way we are training our people, that will undergo change. And technology, becoming technology savvy will become the order of the day. So this will happen at people at large level. And because of that, because of this speed, because of, you know, the requirement for reskilling and upskilling, one will be required to be open to new changes, flexible, agile, and adaptable. And that is where it will be very, very important for leaders to move from the supervisory role to the role of coach, the role of mentor, to role of somebody who could counsel, who could facilitate, who could help the employees to explore the self journey.
Our guest today is Sanjay Jha, Chief HR Officer and Senior Vice President of Business Development and OEM Relations at Mahindra First Choice Wheels. Sanjay has 28 years of experience in metallurgical, chemical, telecom and automobile industries in diverse areas like operations, total quality management, Six Sigma, and TPM implementation, and HR management. A metallurgical engineer by training, he's a Six Sigma black belt trained by Michigan and Harvard professors on general management and by McKinsey on talent to value and managing self. Now, on to this insightful episode of TalentWise with Sanjay Jha.
Sanjay, welcome to TalentWise and thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Vandan. Thanks a lot.
I wanted to start by requesting you to speak a bit about your interest in HR and your current focus in team development.
So let me tell you that we have a truly diverse team. Mahindra First Choice Wheels has a very unique, so to speak, business model. It's a completely asset light. So we have some 50% people in the back office. They are doing various things like they are product management folks who would conceptualize the new product, and there are IT guys who would create the new content and new technology which can be used and consumed in use vehicle ecosystem, the various stakeholders of use vehicle ecosystem, and these products and services, they are delivered through our physical channel, namely dealers, and also through our online channels. So 50% workforce constitute the field people who are MBA guys, as well as there are some graduates and ITI folks as well. So it's a truly, truly diverse workforce. Grooming them and engaging them is really interesting experience.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I can pretty much understand that you have a unenviable task of managing a team which is extremely diverse. They have divided loyalties, right, in your structure. Many of them work for dealership network, yet the final experience of the customer is not thinking it's a dealer, but they're thinking of your brand. So what kind of challenges are you facing in keeping your team up to date?
You're right. Actually, because our customers, they kind of come to our dealership and they interact with our dealer employees. So it is very important for our dealer employees to become to be very trained, and you know they should be well conversant with, right from how to greet and meet customers to how to close the deal and give new car kind of experience. The used car customers should not feel that they are being treated in second-hand manner.
Right.
So having said so, we lay a lot of emphasis on training and development of our dealer employees and of our own employees or our own area managers who are in touch with dealer employees. Mm-hmm. Their job is to train them, to groom them, and to engage them. So this is the development and engagement activities with our dealer employees. But same time, our own employees, they need a different kind of engagement and training and development and improving and psychological lessons, so to speak.
Right.
Given the kind of changes happening around us.
So what is the change that you are seeing? I mean, you are deeply involved in the HR space.
Right.
From your vantage point, one is the Mahindra Group and then at MFCW, what are the driving factors that you see propelling the change?
Well, so there are many factors, but largely I would attribute the accelerated change which we are experiencing in today's time is to technology. So technology is actually creating the disruption. You do not know that your next competition will come from where and from whom. Some startup companies will be preparing to finding the loose bricks.
Yes.
In your edifice. And if you are not ready, then you'll find you'll be caught like napping.
Right.
So it is very important to be cognizant about the accelerated change happening around you and be fully prepared and acknowledging that future is now no more very far off. Future is very, very, at a very close proximity.
Right. That's an interesting point. Yes.
And that actually requires a lot of humility, your ability to learn quickly, lot of experimentation and prototyping,
right?
Your quick feedback loop, and failing is fine, but how quickly you can stand up and incorporate your learning and move forward.
Yeah, on a slightly automobile speak, I would say it is sort of like the writing on your rear view mirror, that the objects in the mirror are much closer than you think. So is true for the future, right?
True. So what is happening? What is happening actually? This technology has made a very interesting change in the life of people. The same person who is customer, he is very empowered because of technology. He has access to knowledge and information.
Yes.
And in a very, very democratic manner. Your driver, your maid, they have the access to the same sources of knowledge and information which you also have.
True.
Interestingly, the customers, they have the options to choose, options to discard, options to give feedback about your company, about your products and services in public space.
Right.
They carry the brand and your employees, of course, both of them, in fact, they become your brand ambassador.
Right.
Now, the same person is, in another hand, the employee of some company or the business owner.
Right.
Of a company. And imagine the situation, because of demanding customer, because of speed due to technology, because of fierce competition, the same employee, the same business owner is going through tremendous pressure on the margin.
Right.
He is not very sure how long the business concept will remain relevant.
Correct.
How long my product and services will keep delighting my customers.
Right. Absolutely. And I think automobile is one industry worldwide.
Yes.
Which is seeing a huge amount of A, technological advancement.
Right.
And business model obsolescence.
Yes, yes.
You know, for example, if you are in the business of selling vehicles, which is primarily driven by individual ownership, and individuals stop owning cars because the millennial generation, the data is already out in the developed countries, they've already drastically reducing the ownership of automobiles. And they're far more comfortable using what we would think is uncertain, but today, because of, again, because of the technology that you mentioned, are very, very comfortable using ride-hailing services like Uber or in our country, Ola.
Yes.
And multiple very, very large companies which has emerged in the last like 5, 6, 7 years, right?
Right.
From your vantage point, what do you see is the impact? Because this is really transformative energy. It's not anymore, okay, there is a computer and so I could, you know, go and book a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you see happening to the automobile industry per se, where you are very deeply entrenched?
You know, I can clearly see, I would talk about both new car as well as used car.
Right.
On new car front, I can clearly see that, you know, companies like Uber and Ola, they are doing, talking with the OEMs.
Right.
And bargaining with them because of their muscle power. Because they are the one who have the maximum number of cars today.
Right.
So they have the maximum bargaining power.
Right.
So they can dictate the terms and conditions. They can dictate the price of the vehicle. Because of this kind of negotiation power, in fact, you know, things are changing in automobiles landscape.
Yes.
The other aspect is the environment. Is gaining lot of importance today's time.
Right.
Besides technology, environment has become very, very important area.
Yes.
Electric car.
Yes.
It is getting lot of importance. You know, the automobile industry is rapidly adopting the new technology to A, manage its cost properly, B, become more and more environment friendly.
Right.
And C, also that car is no more just a means to ride from or transport from one end to another end.
Right.
Effort is being worldwide to convert the car into experience.
Yes. Yes.
Automobile companies is going through a great metamorphosis in that sense, I would say. And going forward, in fact, as I can see, that automobile company will become a technology company, so to speak.
Right.
You'll see that companies like Google and Apple, they are playing very, very important role than the companies like General Motors or Ford, etc. In automobile space.
We will now take a short break. When we come back, I will ask Sanjay, what would be the impact of the transformative change he spoke about in the automobile industry on its employees? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You are listening to a Show How To audio original. Podcasting is one of the fastest growing content marketing avenues today. We can help you exploit this largely untapped marketing opportunity. We can craft your audio strategy and leverage the wide reach and easy streaming capability that smartphone penetration provides. It is powerful and personal. Talk to us to find out how podcasting can help you build your brand and reach out to target audiences.
Welcome back. Before the break, Sanjay spoke about the ongoing metamorphosis in the automobile industry and the fact that he believes automobile companies will become technology companies. I asked him, how does all this impact the workforce?
So that brings me to the next point.
Yes.
With this kind of transformative change impacting the automobile industry,
right.
What is the impact on your team? What kind of changes are you seeing and how do you personally see tackling those challenges?
I can clearly see, there are, so to speak, two changes happening at leadership level and people at large level. So let me first of all discuss about people at large and then I'll come to leadership level. So at people at large level, you know, as I mentioned that you do not know how soon or when your product and services or the entire business concept or the entire business will become irrelevant.
Hmm.
So given that, the reskilling and upskilling, and then that too in expeditious manner will become very, very important.
Correct.
So, and it will not be so easy. From, you know, the way we are currently training people, that will undergo severe change because there will be always, you know, pressure on people to learn quickly. But same time, people would be expected to learn while doing the things. Okay, so there will not be luxury to send people to classrooms. There will hardly such things happen. So you know, the way we are training our people, that will undergo change. And one will have to keep on kind of upskill and reskill.
Right.
So and you know, technology, becoming technology savvy will become the order of the day. Everybody, irrespective of the department, one will be required to kind of make oneself conversant with technology. That is for sure.
Right.
So this will happen at people at large level. And because of that, because of this speed, because of, you know, the requirement for reskilling and upskilling, one will be required to be open to new changes, flexible, agile, and adaptable. And that is where it will be very, very important for leaders to move from the supervisory role to the role of coach, the role of mentor, to role of somebody who could counsel, who could facilitate, who could help, help you know, the employees to explore. Explore the self journey, who he or she wants to become, and help that person without letting him or her feel that, you know, you are not sort of updated or you don't have the right skill and that is why you are not relevant for this company. Their job would be to help and quickly you know, help the employees to go for reskilling, upskilling, becoming open to taking the new challenges, new role, and keep on kind of, you know, experimenting. Failing will be fine, but not experimenting will be crime.
Right, that's wonderful.
So let me give you an example. You know, in Mahindra Group, we have started something called reflective conversation. So Anand himself says that reflect before you react. Pause before you punch and deliberate before you deliver. So in line with this spirit, we have actually rolled out the whole host of reflective conversation program conducted by the senior leaders. And we help our employees to actually pause before punch, reflect before react. And we have also actually, you know, we are preparing our senior leaders as coach. In fact, so as I told you that I am also one of the certified ICF coach.
Yes.
And so our job will be basically to, you know, do the cultural transformation in the company. You know, letting people know that, you know, they have huge potential and it is just matter of knowing the, realizing the potential. Okay, risk, being open to reskilling, upskilling. So such kind of thing. So leader's role will move from supervisory role to the role of coach.
Right. Any specific activities are you looking at, like augmented reality and virtual reality? Do you see those kind of technologies coming in? And the other point that I wanted to know, do you see that actually there will be some kind of people who would become redundant if they are not able to upskill themselves, for example?
Of course, yes. Such type of people who would be rigid, who will have a very dominant kind of mindset that what I know is the best and that is the you know, end of all, then that person will soon become irrelevant, irrespective of the fact that where from, you know, he was educated. Actually, he's from IIM or Harvard from any sort of speaking institute. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
If he's not open, he's sure enough he'll become irrelevant.
Hmm. Hmm.
So let me tell you, let me give you example. Actually, you know, in my company, in Mahindra First Choice Wheels, when I realized that my sort of economics is not working in favor of having so many HR folks in HR department, I did the analysis and I found that some of the senior HR folks have some of the skill which can be replicable for business functions. And in fact, I called them and I convinced them, look, you have got great replicable competencies.
Hmm.
Would you like to kind of move to business role?
Hmm.
So initially, they were hesitant. They were not very sure, but I gave them confidence.
Hmm.
I told them that at any point of time, if you feel that you are not doing well and it is not your cup of tea, you please let me know. I'll take you back.
Hmm.
But you go ahead. Test yourself.
Right.
And who knows? And they are all doing very well.
Oh.
Yes. So that is why leader's role is very, very important. The role of compassion, role of listening, role of your observation, that who has what kind of replicable skills which can be, or competencies which can be used in some other function, in some other situations. That kind of, you know, observation power of leader will be of utmost importance.
Right. So one of the one of the interviews that I did, one point that we discussed, and you are sort of echoing that same sentiment, is that when you are looking at human beings, profit cannot be the sole motivation. Empathy has to play a very big role.
Right. Yes.
Because the future nobody knows, and all of us have to sort of cope and figure. And it is going to come at us at very great speed over the next 10, 15, 20 years. Any specific thoughts in terms of what challenges you will take up besides what you already mentioned, and some things that you want to accomplish in 2019 vis-a-vis, this upskilling, retraining, motivating, coaching, all the points that you mentioned, anything specific that you are looking at?
We have thought to start another transformational journey in our company. And so we have identified some more than 20 projects, key projects, okay, in line of with our strategies. Okay. And we have put our best people to these projects, irrespective of designation, what grade they are in. My job would be to coach them, put the proper systems and processes so that they can achieve those goals. And I would like to set the foundation. I would like to lay the foundation of talent management in our company. But talent management will be different than the conventional talent management.
Right.
Here the idea would be to identify that which are the roles giving maximum value, and then identifying that who are the best people whom I can put in the job. So in this year, actually, next financial year, which is going to start from tomorrow, I am personally going to drive, and I am also going to kind of use my coaching skill more and more.
Hmm.
Yeah.
TalentWise is brought to you by KnowledgeBridge. We produce customized and multilingual visual training content. We have worked on complex processes, products, and skills development for large blue-chip brands such as Tata Motors, Mahindra First Choice, HomeLane, Epson, Toyota, Citibank, and Consul Neowatt, serving diverse industries. Talk to us for your next custom content requirement and be pleasantly surprised. Call us on 99021-631-32.
Wonderful. Wonderful, Sanjay. That was so nice. I really enjoyed this chat. I do hope that we will circle back and talk to you sometime, maybe 3, 4, 5 months down the line. And
sure.
And learn how your implementation is going. Because it's very important to share experiences, because none of us really know where this is going, and the only way to sort of mitigate part of the risk of the unknown is to share with the community.
As they say, that share with magnanimity and learn with humility.
Absolutely. Absolutely. On that note, that's a great note to end. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful year ahead, and we'll talk to you soon.
Sure. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for being with us today on TalentWise. We hope we helped you focus on some actionable ideas today. It was certainly enlightening for us. We hope to see you again on our next episode. If you liked what you heard, subscribe to the show in your favorite podcast platforms like iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever else you get your podcasts from, and give us a rating while you're at it. Thank you in advance. This Show How To Original podcast is produced for KnowledgeBridge, the multilingual visual training platform and custom training content creators by Show How To Audio. Hosted by Shubhanjan Sarkar and produced by Rajiv Aditya. See you next time.